USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Witnesses are claiming the shooting that took place at a Virginia Beach Municipal Center took place in Building 2, which houses the Public Works Office. One courthouse employee said police did a good job of keeping them informed.
They told us all clear, you're perfectly safe to leave. The shooter has been apprehended. I'm sure they couldn't give us any more than that.
Police are saying at least 11 people are dead in the shooting and the shooter. Vice President Mike Pence expressing confidence in the U.S. economy as the trade war with China rattles markets and investors.
The United States is the most powerful economy in the history of the world. And we have every confidence that the United States and the American economy have the ability to do what's necessary to reset this relationship with China and other nations.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow dropped 355 points to close at 24,815. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Historic flooding across the Midwest is getting worse after 2 weeks of severe weather. Arkansas authorities have issued evacuation orders for the western part of the state and are warning that major flooding is imminent after a levee failed near the Mississippi River. Emergency management officials say crews are going door to door to recommend evacuation for about 160 homes. More musical chairs at the iNetworks News Division. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Recently named CBS News Chief Susan Zirinsky looking to fix ratings woes on both the morning and evening programs, naming Jeff Glore to be the next CBS This Morning Saturday co-host, joining Michelle Miller and Dana Jacobson, beginning on June 22nd. Glore is to replace Anthony Mason, who has joined the cast of the weekday CBS This Morning. Glore will also be serving as a CBS News special correspondent. One of CBS This Morning's former co-hosts, Nora O'Donnell, recently replaced Glore on the CBS Evening News.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President and 2020 hopeful Joe Biden is out on the campaign trail, and one of the things Biden continues to talk about is the economy. The former Vice President has been taking full credit for the positive economic numbers, saying that it was himself and former President Barack Obama who are the ones who put in the policies that got the economy turned around. Andy Puzder is a former chief executive of CKE Restaurants, and he tells Fox News why Biden is getting it wrong.
Look, when Obama-Biden took office, the White House predicted that they'd have 4% GDP growth in 2009, 2010, 2000, through 2012. It never happened. They never had a year of even 3%. So really what Biden's saying is we had these great economic policies during Obama-Biden, but they really didn't produce growth until we elected Donald Trump.
And regarding the dollar, Puzner reminds us.
You know, the dollar has gotten a lot stronger because the Fed has reduced the money supply by reversing the quantitative easing, and they've increased interest rates, which strengthens the dollar. When you do that, you reduce exports because foreign countries can't buy our goods because the dollar is worth so much. It's harder for them to purchase with their currencies. That significantly advanced GDP growth when Obama was president. He still never hit 3%. And it's restricted GDP growth under President Trump. The last three quarters, if the Fed had just stopped raising interest rates last September, GDP growth would be about 0.3% higher. So you would have had 3.2% last year and 3.5% in first quarter of this year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.